Welcome to America Weekend, the place where you get to hear all kinds of opinions, information, and entertainment. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and we have a feature on the program called Celebrity Trials and Tribulations. It's a group of four women, often, sometimes two, sometimes three, voicing opinions about celebrities in the news. Today on Celebrity Trials and Tribulations, media personality Wendy Kaufman and crack prosecutor and attorney Linda Goldman speak about property of a famous British band and what might become of it.
There was a band, the Sex Pistols, and you listen, arguably they were the beginning of it all, but the whole point of the Sex Pistols and the punk rock movement in general was to reject, you know, perceived excesses of mainstream 70s rock and mainstream excesses in general. I think that the economy back in the day was horrifying.
Yeah, the Sex Pistols and other punk rock groups in both the United States and Great Britain, you know, came as a result of the racial tensions and the high unemployment and all the economic strife that was going on during the Thatcher and Reagan era. And as art serves its purpose, there was a voice for the kids who just had enough of all of the tension, and they were just espousing anarchy and, you know, anti-Christ and anti-rebellion.
And overthrowing the government and overthrowing everything, and people wanted to be heard because, honestly, the economy was a mess. People were having no jobs. There were garbage strikes, I remember, in the day. And I remember the stink and the smell. And nobody cared about this group of people. So, like you said, you know, when the tough get going, people start creating and doing something valuable, you know, with their time. But anyhow, that's how that whole genre of music happened. But in any event, this guy Joe Corey has inherited his dad Malcolm McLaren's assets after he died, and his mother Vivian Westwood, and Malcolm was the manager of the Sex Pistols. Anyhow, he came into an inheritance of about $7 million worth of, you know, punk
memorabilia.
And instead of putting it in museums and making money off of it, Joseph has decided that because there is a general malaise, you know, in people, and people are not anarchists anymore, and people just don't care, that instead of monetizing it, he wants to just burn it. So,
in the true tradition of the Sex Pistols, he wants to burn it. Go, Joseph.
You know, so anyhow, the question of today is, when somebody has $7 million of technically history at their fingertips, do they have a right to even burn history like that? You know, and I get what his political point is, and I respect him for it, but I got to tell you something. You know, it bothers me. I get what he's doing to make the statement, although now that there's been the Brexit vote and people may not have the malaise that he's talking about, because in a way, you know, that was kind of an anarchy move, I just have to say. So I just wanted to throw that
in
there.
It's an alternate version of anarchy, but,
you know, in a way, it's just very interesting, and I'm not sure how he's feeling about it now. But let's talk about, Linda, do you think when you're in possession of $7 million worth of history, and the guy's mother is Vivian Westwood, the woman who really started the fashion of the punk era, and of course the father is the manager of the Sex Pistols, when you have the tapes and, you know, all of the billboard stuff and all of the artwork that went with it, you know, should you do it? What do you think?
I think no. I think that people have to acknowledge the span of time and what it means for a culture to preserve what now is historical relics. I mean, I appreciate, and you can never change what the Sex Pistols meant, what the Sex Pistols did. You can never change their impact on culture. But it really, for kids now, it is pure, you know, icon of history, and I just don't think it should be destroyed. You know, the excitement that brews when something from back in the day of yore is found,
Listen, it's just everything not monetary. Old gets new again. So I'm going to be with you on this one. Like, I understand his good intention, you know, to bring it back, you know, a feeling about that time and place. But you know what? Everything old, like I said, gets new again. And I think that there are always new people that are going to come on board and respect the music, the philosophy, the lifestyle, and everything about the Sex Pistols. And I just don't think it should be thrown away and burnt in a fire. And let's just see what happens. But this is one we're going to follow.
Half of the team of Celebrity Trials and Tribulations today on America Weekend, Wendy Kaufman, Linda Goldman, what becomes of the property of the Sex Pistols? We shall see. I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend. Think green. Harris with you. Did you know that Teflon-coated and other non-stick cookware are believed to be toxic to humans? The Environmental Working Group found that in the 2 to 5 minutes that Teflon pans are heated on a stove, the coating breaks apart and releases at least 6 toxic gases, including 2 carcinogens. The lungs of exposed birds have been known to hemorrhage and fill up with fluid, leading to suffocation, according to Natural News. For us, it's called polymer fume fever and is said to be a temporary flu-like symptom. Additionally, when Teflon pans get scratched during cooking, small amounts of Teflon and leached aluminum adhere to food and become ingested. So how serious is this? Well, in a 2006 John Hopkins Medical Center test, these chemicals were present in the umbilical cord blood of 99% of the 300 infants tested. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer led Princeton to the 1965 Final Four, and his record-setting 58 points in a Final Four game has only been eclipsed once. His team-first attitude epitomized his two-time champion Nick Teams.
A pass to Bradley, jump shot, left side. Oh!
So where is Bill Bradley now? Dollar Bill served 4 terms in the U.S. Senate. He's now a managing director for investment bankers Allen & Company. Bill has written 7 books, mostly about politics. When he ran for president in 2000, he got a heavyweight endorsement from Michael Jordan.
It's time for us to believe in something that would give every American an opportunity to succeed. That's why I'm supporting Bill Bradley for president.
Michael Jordan to Bill Bradley for 3. Electoral votes, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.